And we walk with Allah in the light of His word. What a glory He shed on our way. While we do His goodwill, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy, Jesus, but to trust and obey. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is May the 12th, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic for today's devotion is Assessing True Hope. The topic once again is Assessing True Hope. A memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans 5, 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Let's do it again. And the hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Our Bible reading this morning is from Romans 5, 1 to 9. Romans chapter 5, 1 to 9. And I'll be reading NLT version. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, but we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence, hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with His love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who especially did. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we are still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. That is the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Assessing True Hope. One of the ways the devils attack and hinders God's plan for people's life is to lead their heart into a state of hopelessness. It is unfortunate that some people in the church today have yielded to the devil's devices and are living a life that is full of hopelessness. In Exodus 1:1-14, we see the richest and the wisest king in the world speak the tone of depression and loss of hope. This tells us that money, power, and all the material things of life cannot give anyone joy and hope. Those who allow the deceitful pleasures of sin to erode the love of God from their heart will one day look at themselves and feel empty. This is what happened in King Solomon's life, as we see in 1 Kings 11:3. And he had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines, and his wife burned away his heart. The Bible warns us in Hebrews 3:12 that we should take heed. Let there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Solomon departed from God, and his life became empty, even though he was a rich king. There's no joy or satisfaction in having material wealth and losing your connection with God. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Money and fame cannot give you hope. Only Christ in you can give you hope for a better tomorrow. With Christ, you not only have high hope for your future here on earth, but you also have an assured future in eternity. If you have Christ, hold on tight to him, because that is the greatest possession you will ever have. 2 Peter 1:3 says, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. If you are backsliding at one point or the other, do a self-examination, identify where it all went wrong, and go to God in genuine repentance. You should also ensure that you seek help from other believers around you. Never be too proud to speak to someone that can help you regain your connection with God. If your heart has been torn away from God, I pray that he will restore your connection with him and take away every feeling of hopelessness you might be experiencing, in Jesus' name. The reflection in today's daily devotion is, re-examine your life. Do you prioritize God above all things? That is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.